two, send them FedEx. I program one and go to Earth through the fax machine. My number 709-755-60L3, computer file 93. Digital level, standing on the terminal, upside down through polygons, fighting pentagons. Changing blue skin, my brown color's coming back. I'm psychedelic this time, coming rainbow. Look at the green lights and y'all see my brain glow. Five colors, yellow, black, and red, and green, purple. New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter.
Forecast for today, Jazzy is a 30% chance of meteor showers. Please use a level 5 or greater radiation model.
Theory, Doctor.
Strangulation by politically powerful hands.
But it's peculiar that this left deltoid muscle should be missing.
It's been torn right out.
Gentlemen, that wasn't torn. This is...
It's not enough.
This is Volto we're listening to right now.
Quick.
This is Danny Carey of Tool. Yeah, this is a jazz fusion band.
Nice.
Yeah, that's fun stuff. What did we hear before that? We heard a band called Headspace. Yeah, that was a track called Semaphore from their album All That You Fear Is Gone. Wouldn't it be nice to have everything that you fear be gone? I think that'd be fantastic. Yeah, bring it back. All right, and then... what do we have on that? Undertow, Warpaint from the album The Fool, 2010 release. Fun band. I saw them open up for Queens of the Stone Age, and that was that immediately hooked me on that band. I was very impressed.
Nice.
Smashing Pumpkins with I from the Lost Highway soundtrack. A lot of great stuff on that album. One of the fun movies done by our late great friend, David Lynch.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
David Lynch film, yeah. Love David Lynch movies. Yeah. We had, of course, we started, I said, with Earth People, Dr. Octagon from Dr. Octagon Ecologist.
Yeah, great album.
Oh, my God, fantastic.
Cool Keith, man.
Cool Keith, yeah. That guy loves porn so much.
Okay, that's a weird non sequitur.
Yeah, the guy.
And so do I. So, well, you don't have me making albums.
Yeah, I know. But why don't you, damn it?
I don't know.
I don't know. John Hell with us on Radio Valencia.
Hello.
He has a show on Mondays from 8 to 10.
That's correct.
He's going to be doing a cool set, 1981, for his annual.
Yeah, my 15th annual annual.
15th annual annual. I know. Right. It's like there's something I want to do, but you already do it, so I don't know.
Well, you know, it started in our second year, so back in 2011. In November 2011, I'm like, I want to do a special on 1971, because I love that year. It's one of my favorite years for music. Sticky Fingers, Zeppelin 4, I could just keep going. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. And then next November, I'm like, hey,
I'll do it.
I want to do another one. And I did 72. So my first 5 years were those five consecutive years in the 70s. And then I jumped around.
Yeah.
And last year, I did 1994. And I think the year before that, I think I did 86. And so I did ask around you and others were like, 81. And it's I'm excited. So look, here's the thing. If you're from the Bay Area and you've been here a long time, you do probably remember the station K-Fog. And K-Fog with Dave Moore used to do 10 at 10, where he would do 10 great songs from one great year. Mm-hmm. And that's all well and good, except it was always commercial shit that you just always heard always everywhere. That's not what I do on my annual.
I play
multiple genres. You will probably know the artists, but you're probably not necessarily going to know the songs. And it's, man, what a year, because you had... post-punk was going on.
Post-punk early, yeah. A lot of like successful bands were changing their sounds.
Well, you had the new wave of British metal.
New wave of British metal.
I mean, that was a big year in 81 for you.
Yeah, Iron Maiden.
Absolutely.
Judas Priest and,
I mean, you had all these.
Saxon and bands like that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, a lot of fun stuff.
A lot of goth in that year that was happening.
Oh, yeah. Susie and Banshees and Morrissey. And, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff here.
81 is a good year. Monday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pacific.
I mean, also the year like bands like Yes were doing very different albums like 90 12,
not that wasn't 81, that was like 83 or 84.
No, that was 83. You're right. It was, but you know, a lot of those bands were starting to realize that the times were changing.
'81 was a strange year for music. I love it. I'm excited.
It's a fun year.
I'm very excited to do this special.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Monday night at 8. I might even go till midnight. It might be a 4-hour show.
So I'd like to hear that.
Stick around, dude.
Stick around, yeah. So what do we got coming up next? We got a band called Birds and Buildings.
Who are they?
Well, they're a band out of Baltimore.
You know, it's funny. I was DJing at Makeout Room today because we had a record swap, and I was spinning. Like, I brought my own music, but I had the vendors bring me records to play. And I would play it, and I go, over there, and he's selling. And I put one on. I didn't even look to see what it was. And I put it on, and I was like, oh, crap, I know this band. This is Blind Shake out of Minneapolis. And sure enough, it was, and it's the one album of theirs I didn't own, so I bought it right there.
I'm buying this one.
I bought 7 records today, man. I was stoked. That was a great time.
That's some money.
But I was ready for it.
That's good.
All right. Well, Birds and Windows?
Birds and Buildings. The song's called The Dumb Fish.
What'd you call me?
I'm the dumb fish. I'm the Pisces in the room.
That's true.
All right, guys. Rita Valencia. I'm the Alchemist. That's John Hell.
That's me.
time, the suitcase was getting very heavy, so I rested on a grassy knoll and took a peek inside. As I opened it, out burst a fountain of many coloured butterflies, rainbow game counters, chess pieces, laughing cutlery, tiny chairs and tables, and flying plates.
Thank you.
That was great.
Yeah, Groundation, my favorite reggae band.
Out of Sonoma.
Sonoma,
who
yeah.
Knew?
Yeah, amazing. You can actually take reggae studies, I guess, Rastafarian studies there, which I think would be kind of fun if I had, you know, a little extra spare cash and time, which I don't. But I would be totally interested in taking that course. Yeah, I think reggae is a very positive influence on the world. What do we have before that? Concrete Blonde, classic. Mexican Moon, one of their later records, 1993. Dukes of Stratosphere before that, which they're a lot of fun. If you don't know, that's a branch of XTC. Well, it is XTC.
No, different name.
Different name, same band. Different style, actually. Wand before that, Walkie Talkie from Laughing Matter.
Yeah, great band.
Fantastic band.
I think Golem is still my favorite album of
theirs. Yeah, I agree.
But I just love them. Even their latest album also is... Yeah, I think so. Their latest album is great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're fun.
Corey Hansen, he put out that great solo album, Western Come, last year, which it also was a brilliant LP.
I haven't checked that out yet, so I'll give it a shot. Definitely. We started to set off with a band called Birds and Buildings out of Baltimore, Maryland. The song's called, what the hell is it called? The Dumb Fish. That would be me. I'm the Pisces in the room. The Dumb Fish, and the album was called Multipurpose Trap.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Kind of progressive rock, kind of along the lines of Frank Zappa, Isla, King Crimson kind of stuff. Fun stuff.
Good stuff.
Very neat. Very neat. This is the Bob Lazar story, not the actual Bob Lazar conspiracy theorist, but this is the name of the group. It's some guy actually out of New Zealand who makes hot sauce in his basement. Kind of somebody I've made friends with on the internet, so kind of fun, interesting music, very kind of avant-garde, weird, and it's fun. I like it. Fun stuff. So what we have coming up next, we have a little Talking Heads and some Tesseract, amongst other things. But
good.
It's been fun having you here.
Oh, nice to be here. John Hell here.
John Hell, yeah. He does a show Monday nights.
I do. Hell's Kitchen Radio, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, don't miss it. Because this, especially this one.
Why?
Because it's his annual.
It's my 15th annual.
15th annual. And he's doing 1981, which is a fucking fantastic
such
year.
Such a good year.
Such a good year. You don't want to miss it. You do not want to miss it.
So, okay, I have a question for you, Alchemist.
Yeah.
You've been doing radio with us for a few years now, and you've interviewed lots of bands. You've had a lot of artists on.
Yeah.
Is it ever a moment for you where you have to act professional, but you've also gotten to know these folks? Have you ever had those conflicts where you feel in the midst of the interview you're crossing the line into like too friendly, you're too buddy buddy chum? Does that happen with you?
I don't know. I think that's actually part of my style. Actually,
okay,
I am pretty
very personable.
I try to be personable.
I feel very comfortable with you. I feel like I could tell you anything.
Yeah, I know. So I try to make it that way. I want my guests to feel like they can just say whatever the hell they want.
That's
great. Not say what they don't want.
Sure.
Right? So I don't want to make anybody... I'm not the prying reporter. I'm not a journalist.
There you go.
I'm not a journalist. I am a radio personality who likes bands.
That's it.
And I like to get to know them.
Sure.
And so that's the gig.
So you feel you have a responsibility to make them feel super comfortable?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want them to be themselves in every shape, way, or form. And any other thing would be not worth their time.
Okay, you passed my test. That was good.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I mean, because that, you know, I think I'm the same way. You know, you interview certain people you've never interviewed before. I definitely want to let them know I'm here. I'm professional. I'm going to do my job. But I also want you to feel comfortable.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask you some silly questions, too. Let's see what you do.
Yeah,
then certain people I've interviewed many times because they're just a good interview. You know, I don't want to be overly chummy with you, but it's probably going to happen.
It does. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, I'll get a little fanboyish at times.
It might happen.
Yeah.
I was curious.
So check out my last podcast that had Ian Santillano. Man, that's a rough one to say. Ian Santillano.
Okay. Ian Santillano?
Santillano.
Santillano.
Yeah.
Is he Italian?
No, Santillano. He's Santillano, not Ilya.
Okay.
I fucked that up.
I don't know. Every single time I said it,
I swear to God, I got it wrong like 20 times. I got it right like twice.
Got it.
He was gracious about that whole thing. But yeah, he's fantastic. He's actually got some shows coming up in the Bay Area. I don't have it handy. I'll look for it for my next break. All right. Talking Heads, man. I got to find myself a city to live in.
Radio Valencia.